should be recording now. Oh, yes, it is. Right, so we can talk now. Right, you became vicar, priest in charge in 1984.
1984, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. And the two Thwaites brothers were the church wardens then, weren't they, Gilbert and Frank?
Yeah.
For a long time before that, I think, as well.
Your boys' club, when did you start that?
Well, it was Covenanters and Jukers. We had a go at starting a Covenanter group, which was for, well, I think at that time it was 13 plus. And this would be probably about late 85, I should think.
Mm.
And it didn't really go very well, because the only two people who came to it were Matthew Lee and the oldest, Michael Ingle.
Mm.
And they came regularly, but it obviously wasn't taking off. And so we stopped it for a while and then started again. Now, I remember Donald...
Lamb. Yeah.
He was one of the first members when we started it off, and he'd just gone up into high school.
Mm.
So I can't remember what year it was, but it was probably about 87. And then it began to grow from there. And a bit later on, we started a JUCO group. And Nick Colley's year were sort of top of the
so what school. Sort of ages were they?
And that was officially the top 2 years of primary school.
Yeah.
So that would be 10s and 11s. And then they fed into Covenanters, which meant that when the boys who had been in Covenanters, they came quite regular for quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
There was Simon. Simon, who's Gregory.
Yeah.
And there are a few of those, and they came regularly. And then when the JUCO started, they sort of fed into Covenanters almost automatically.
Mm.
So it gave it a bit of a future then. And I think, now, JUCOs would have been 14 years old when it was closed down. So that would be in 2003 or 2004. So it was just about 1990, I should think.
Yeah, yeah. And what sort of things did the boys do?
Well, we had half it was Bible class sort of thing.
Yeah.
And the other half was football and indoor games anyway.
Mm.
I think, most obviously came for the indoor games more than the Bible class.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
I always felt it was a compliment when one of the ways that the parents punished them, if they wanted to punish them, they stopped them coming to JUCOs or Covenanters, which were, said well for them, because it must mean a punishment not to come.
Yeah.
Whereas at one time it would be a punishment to send them to Sunday school. Yeah.
Didn't you used to have some sort of outings with them sometimes, at different places?
Used to go, took them on youth hostel holidays quite a lot, most of the half terms and main holidays would go for a few days.
Yeah.
And then days out, Yorkshire Dales usually.
Mm.
So, yeah, wouldn't have been able to do it now because child protection.
Oh, there's so many rules and regulations now that there weren't then.
Yeah, exactly. So I think how many children would be deprived of trips like that,
yeah,
because it wouldn't be able to happen.
That's it. It's all in the name of political correctness and whatever else they call
protection,
it.
Yeah, I call it child protection.
It's a good thing in a way, but it's a bit too far the other way now.
Throwing out the baby with the bathwater, protecting a few and depriving a lot. Yeah, but that's how it was, isn't it? Mm. That's how it is, rather. Yeah. And I wouldn't be able to take Covenanters or JUCOs on my own now either.
Mm.
But Glenn Gilliatt helped. I think he was the first one to help with Covenanters, and he helped for several years.
Mm.
And Sue.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Hodgson helped with JUCOs quite a bit. And also when, I think when I retired, Glenn thought the covenants was closing anyway, and they wanted to carry on, so I carried on with them, and Keith and Sandra, not Sandra, she was secretary of PCC for a bit. The parents lived in Gayford Close. Oh, what do they call them?
I can't think what you mean.
He'd been a scout master. Well, scout. He'd been in the scouts. They came to the coffee mornings quite regularly for a bit. Keith and Fiona. Is it Fiona, rather? Oh, doesn't ring a bell.
I can't remember.
I'm trying to think of this name. Yeah. Anyway, they helped with dual course for quite a bit. And then I can't remember why. They finished not long before, and Sue took over. Sue helped out until it was closed.
That's it.
Yeah.
But you see, everything had to be CRB checks. Even when I was church warden, although I never had, very seldom had contact with children, then I had to be CRB checked.
That's
but
right,
I think they've relaxed it a bit since then. I don't think it's quite as strict.
All the clergy have got to be done, whether there's children and church wardens, I think.
Yeah. Probably still is then,
Yes, that's. I think they've lessened the frequency of the checks because you had to have it redone every 3 years, I think, at one time. I think they've relaxed that a bit, but it still seems a bit of a nonsense, really.
And then tell me about the services.
I think it was always quarter past nine, wasn't it?
Did we change it to quarter past nine when you came? No, I think it's always been that early.
It might well have been that time all the time,
because it was to fit in with your other ones as well, wasn't it?
Yes, I mean, occasionally, I remember during the vacancy between Bill Lowry and, if no, I didn't know, I'll follow him immediately, and whoever followed Bill Lowry.
Yeah.
I came a few times to Hambleton, and it was convenient because I could get the other services afterwards, and so probably that was the regular time anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
We did try evening services for a while, I think once a month, but they didn't really catch on.
Yeah, when I first joined the choir, the main service was the evening service.
Right.
We only had communion once a month.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was the evening, so I sort of grew up on evensong.
Oh, yeah.
But it's it's the other way about now.
There's very few churches have it.
Sherburn still do, but there's hardly anybody goes.
I think at Birkin we discovered that Birkin preferred evening and Haddelsey preferred morning, where it used to alternate at one time. So we moved it to Haddelsey morning all the time, and
that's
Birkin
it,
evening
yeah.
all the time. And they work quite well.
As long as it fits in with the others, you know.
Yeah, that's what people wanted.
And we had a choir in those days, didn't we, George?
There were quite a few, yes.
Quite a few youngsters as well.
Yeah, well, I think it was helpful that Martin had three boys.
Yeah.
And I think Peter did come in the choir, didn't he, as well, just follow on, but they brought their friends along. And,
But, you know, because I joined the choir when I was about 10 years old, I think. And I've been singing ever since.
Yes, it was mainly that people didn't get replaced. I mean, the Thwaites brothers were both in the choir, and John Charlesworth was in the choir, I think.
Well, it sort of fell apart when Martin left, and
that was the big thing,
And then for long enough, were just Monica and me.
That's right, yes.
And you know, we thought, well, look, it's a bit silly, just us two standing up there, and we can sing at the other side.
Yes, it just needed somebody to. Somebody with contact in the next generation down, I think, to bring children in anyway.
But we've no children in the choir at Sherburn, they're all adults.
Well, there aren't many choirs around anyway, are there?
No, not now.
Not Brayton's got one, but again, that's all grown ups, I think. Well, it was when I last went, it was a few years since I went now, but. Birkin had a choir for some time. And that was mainly girls, and there were two or three boys in as well.
Yeah.
The maximum was about 10 at one time in the choir at Birkin. But Haddelsey never had one. My predecessor sold the choir stalls.
Oh.
Well, he got rid of them anyway, and there, yeah, were, there wasn't a choir anyway, and they were rather cluttering the chancel up.
Yeah.
And there was a bit of speculation about what did happen to them. I think some people said he threw them in the river. but anyway, they clustered the chancel up, so he got rid of them.
Yeah.
And not many people objected, really. And that wasn't Hambleton, though.
You are supposed to have a faculty to move anything.
Yeah, that's
but
right.
But I don't think it happens all the time. Well, in fact, I'm sure it doesn't. I know.
We put the doors on the porch, didn't we? The gates on the porch, and didn't get
yeah,
any permission
for that.
Yeah,
we put that ramp on the doorway as well.
That was.
That's when I was church warden, and I arrived on Sunday morning, and there it was.
Yeah.
And I said to you, "What's this, George?" And you said, "Didn't you know?"
Yeah.
And you knew very well I didn't know.
I don't know.
And Bob Stubbs did it because of Joyce, because she had a wheelchair. Mm. And you just told him to get on and do it.
That makes sense, doesn't it? Yes, I remember I was quite nervous when the Archdeacon, he was at Stanbridge, and he visited the church once.
Yeah.
And I wonder whether he'd noticed that we'd have gates without any permission.
Now listen, who was the Archdeacon that followed him?
After Les of Stanbridge,
was it George? Richard Seed.
No, the George,
was
somebody
else. Oh, there was one in between, but I
George
mean...
George Austin, was it? It was Austin, Keith Austin.
Richard Seed was the biggest role bender in the business.
I didn't have any much to do with him, except we had some problems with the church he gave us, didn't we? Or where the church had been, or the burial, or the graves there, or something. Mm. I think that's the only time I had anything to do with Richard.
Because there's a vault there, isn't there, underneath all that?
Apparently,
it's like a little plaque where the church was.
Yeah.
But apparently there's a vault underneath with the Osbaldiston family, I think. Mm. I think that's what it is. Because the parish was Gateforth with Hambleton.
Gateforth
had a church before we did.
Yeah.
Mm. In fact, that's what it still is. In fact, it's still on the cheque book.
Is it?
On the cheques, because I get a cheque occasionally when I've done a funeral.
Yeah.
And it's still Gateforth come Hambleton on the cheque.
Yeah, which is going back. Yeah.
I don't know, Gateforth sort of went out on a limb after you left, and if anybody does go, they tend to go Haddlesey rather than come this way.
Yeah, well, it's the same. There was some link with the parish council of Gateforth and Haddlesey rather than Gateforth and Hambleton for some reason.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure whether they couldn't have had a joint parish council. There's some way that they were more close to Hambleton than they were to Hambleton.
Well, I suppose in a way it makes more sense. You know, there's that road between Addlesey and
well, now they can't go over the Hoff direct. It would make more sense.
It's more
connected. Although we did have a few. I mean, obviously the children from Gateforth went to Hambleton School, although not all of us, but most of them went to Hambleton School. And so when we had, in Dukehurst and Covenanters, the children from Gateforth as well as on the top of the...
Well, I mean, officially, it is for the children of Gateforth as well as the school, as far as that goes.
Yeah, so the school is more... Yeah.
You know, things have changed so much that boundaries keep moving and I always know you belong to.
Yeah.
But, and we used to have a garden party, didn't we, every year as
in
well?
The church,
we haven't had one.
Once in the church, in fact. Yeah. Yes, I remember when I was in church, there were big worries about raffles because I don't know what happened to that.
Well, I think that's gone by the board now because I had a raffle in there last Saturday.
Yeah. In the Holocaust group for that, yeah. Mm. Yes, I think it probably did happen in the end.
A lot of the rules have relaxed. I mean, the things that went when I was confirmed, it wasn't our church, but it was another church. I think it was Hemingbrough. And so I'd only be 11 or 12 year old, and I was going to Edinburgh Church with my cousin, and she said, "You'll have to put a hat on." I said, "Why?" The vicar don't let any female in church without a hat. That was sort of in the 1950s.
That'd be Felix Samcott. Yes, he bought the vicarage, didn't he, at and went to live in the vicarage at Hemingbrough.
Oh, yeah, oh, I didn't know that.
I think he stayed on and bought it, because it was going to be sold anyway.
You know, and I said, our vicarage was sold after, when we went in plurality with Mount Fryston. We're still a nice little community. My one regret is we don't seem to have as much contact with the Methodist Church as we used to do. Because, I mean, we were sort of apart, and then we joined forces. Well, not that exactly. But they'd come to our services, and we'd go to theirs. Yeah. Mm. And they've always come to our Mother in Sunday service, and also
Harvest Festival. Christmas Day services, didn't we, I think?
Pardon?
We used to alternate Christmas Day services as well, didn't we?
But they don't, you know, they don't come now. Anna does a service in the chapel on Good Friday. She's done that, I think, ever since she came. But apart from that, we've had not any official joint services. Mm-hmm. And they always came on Mother and Sunday. And when we used to have a harvest supper, they would come to that, as joining with that as well, you know.
I think Brian Metcalfe was a good bridge, wasn't he? Mm. He was quite keen on
but apparently things have changed so much within. I don't think it's so much the fault of either the chapel or us, it's the way the Methodist Church operates now. Somebody told me that, you know, sometimes they've got to go to other parishes on different days.
They do have fewer services at the Red Lamb in their own chapel.
Yeah.
Yes, I know it. I mean, at Camelsforth and Drax and Carlton, we work quite a bit together. We have joint service every now and again. And but that's possible because I live in Camelsforth and go to the chapel there as well as the...
Yeah, it's convenient for you, isn't it?
But there's always been quite a good link there. We used to have joint Lent meetings, didn't we, I think. Is that right, with the church and chapel?
We used to what?
Have joint Lent meetings, I think.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
But as I say, we don't... I think it's more to do with the way the Methodist Church run, rather than they don't want to come. I don't think it's that. Things change, you know, circumstances that prevail sometimes. You've got to start doing things differently.
Yeah, you'd think with small congregation there'd be all the more joining rather than less joining. I went in once a week I took junior assembly 1 week and infant the next.
Yeah.
Eventually got merged. I think that was under Jonathan, but... Then went with their the top 2 years that they used to go to
different.
The alternate of the Lake District and East Anglia for quite a bit.
Yeah.
And I used to go
and
with
them. And you went with them then.
It was nice times then.
Oh, jolly good.
Yeah. That was mainly Martin Andrews was very keen on that.
Yeah.
And so that was a nice sort of contact with the school. Yeah.
That's it. I think there's always been, it's not, you know, from when you were vicar, I can't remember that far back before you. As I say, we were in with Monk Fryston then anyway.
Yeah.
But there's always been a good relationship with the church and the school. You know, Joe's always been...
Yes, I imagine I took over something that Noah would have been doing, so... Went through a few head teachers.
But it would be nice if we could get a few of them to sing and have a choir again, but I don't think that'll happen.
It's very difficult getting in, isn't
this it? This is it. There's not many churches. Not village churches, anyway. They don't have choirs very much now.
No, I think the problem with ours was that it was football on Sunday morning.
This is
it. I think both Nick and Tim they were very good footballers and they were much in demand, I think, from the Preston team.
Yeah, yeah.
And they managed to, although they did play football on a Sunday morning, they managed to get their match times arranged so that Nick and Tim could be in the choir.
Yeah.
And then they would be picked up almost straight from there to the football match. Which was good.
Well, it worked. It worked all right that way.
Yeah.
But I think this is the thing now, because Sunday morning is family time for a lot of people, and I think that's a lot of reasons why. And shops open on a Sunday, which didn't used to do. I mean, at one time, everybody's life revolved around church on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Basically, most families, church or chapel, wherever they went, you know.
It's a different world, isn't it, from that point of view, yeah. Yes. No, and I didn't ever have a football team linked just with Hamilton, except with Covenanters and Dewclaws.
Yeah.
I might mention something about them anyway, yeah. But it's... We managed to play on all our matches on Saturdays, but it was getting more and more difficult as time went on
to
find other teams who played on Saturdays. And eventually, when I came to Hamilton, that was more or less when the team that had been running finished. They were going to join up with the team that Hamilton already had.
Yeah.
And they became a bit miffed because the 11 that were picked to play were all Hamilton boys, and none of the Birkin and Hamilton boys were picked for the team.
Yeah.
And so the enthusiasm waned a bit.
Mm.
They were quite good players, in fact, but... Anyway, that just didn't happen. But the Dewclaws and Covenanters used to, they went into in for a rally. Every year there was a rally, Yorkshire-wide, more or less.
Yeah.
And the first time the Dewclaws went to it, they had a football competition, 7-a-side or 5-a-side, and an indoor hockey competition. And we didn't enter because we didn't play hockey and we hadn't got very organised, but they persuaded us, since we were there, they persuaded us to put a team in.
Yeah.
And I think both hockey teams and the football team won the championship.
Oh, good.
So I think we tended to be fairly regular winners of the our age group, and went and represented the Yorkshire in London.
Yeah.
A few times where they had the annual rally from groups all over the country came to it.
Yeah.
And we once got to the final of the whole big thing.
Oh, lovely.
We lost quite heavily to a team from Scotland, but we did get to the final.
Yeah. Achievements.
Paul and John, they're just near you. Humphreys, they were in the team.
Yeah.
I think Nigel Cromart will have been in, but what was his name? He played for the Hamilton seniors team when he got old enough. It was quite a good team there anyway, yeah. Oh dear, what do they call him? Names have gone, but we did get to the big final.
Good.
And then of course, one year Gareth Napton won the head of Bible reading competition.
Yeah.
And he won the national final, so he was the best Bible reader in the whole country.
Good.
And I remember the next day he read the lesson at church, and his parents came, and Jack and Pauline Napton was it. And so that was, we had one of those triumphs with Covenanters in that way.
Oh, that's lovely. And,
in fact, more than once we had the Adelsey group that I had, or the Hamilton one, represented the county in Bible reading.
Yeah.
And I think Adelsey won, they also won the football once or twice as well, so... We were a feared team.
Yeah, jolly good.
And one or two of them came to church on occasion.
Yeah. Well, at least they've got that grounding, haven't they?
Yeah, they've got it. Yeah. there was one of the, this isn't Hamilton, but I think it was sometime last year, one of my ex-covenanters at Hattlesley committed suicide. Mm. He was 50 when he did it, so he, you know, it was a long time after he'd been a covenanter. Mm. But one of his mates gave a little talk at the at his funeral and said how he'd met him through the Boys Club that I ran, but they also did come to covenanters as well. So there were a few little...
And David Craven was ordained.
David, of course, was ordained.
Yeah.
I think David is it, are we still on?
We're still on, Tell us a bit about David.
Well, he went to Wycliffe, trained at Wycliffe College at Oxford.
Mm.
And he became curate at at Wetherill in Cumbria. And he was curate for, I think, 3 or 4 years when his vicar moved on.
Mm.
And they liked him so much that they made him vicar. So he stayed on there for a bit.
Is he still there?
I think he was about there for about eight or nine years as curate and vicar put combined. Yeah. But then I got a letter from a church in Lancashire inviting me to David's induction in this new church.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure whether we ought to record this next bit.
Go on. After.